First up today, here's Sue Ahern with all the travel news you can use.
Virgin Australia has added three extra flights a week to the Whitsundays, or an extra 54,000 seats annually worth more than $30 million in increased economic spend into the region, which was battered by Cyclone Debbie in March 2017. Virgin has added extra Brisbane return flights on Monday, Thursday and Friday using their 170-passenger Boeing 737-800 aircraft. Whitsundays Airport hit a new record of more than 470,000 passengers last financial year, up 116,000 on the previous year. This was the seventh consecutive year of positive growth in passenger numbers at Whitsunday Coast Airport at Porcupine, which expects continued growth following a recent runway upgrade. Meanwhile, Virgin Australia's pilot union has expressed concern about recent reports of a security breach with CASA's aviation security identification system. The Australian Federal Police are currently investigating the electronic data breach of Aviation ID Australia's website. The data is used to issue IDs that allow aviation personnel access to sensitive security areas in all of Australia's airports. The missile threat that panicked Hawaii's residents in January this year has been turned into a tourist attraction in Honolulu. On the 13th of January at 8:07 a.m, every mobile phone and TV in the Hawaiian Islands received an official text message warning that read, "Missile threat for Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill." The tourist attraction is a documentary entitled 38 Minutes, featuring a cast of actors presenting a selection of scenes written by local playwrights. The second half is improvisation based on the audience reaction. The broadcast warning turned out to be a false alarm that took 38 minutes to retract. And a real threat to Hawaiian tourism has, however, risen, with 22 people injured, one severely hurt by flying lava that hit a sightseeing boat. The Big Island's Kilauea volcano has been erupting for over 2 months, but hot lava mixing with cold ocean water can cause a lava rock explosion. South Korea's second largest city, Busan, in the south of the peninsula, has been named the best place to visit in Asia 2018 by Lonely Planet. Lonely Planet's in-house Asian experts say Busan is the number one because it offers an interesting offering of activities to suit all travellers, with a stunning mix of scenery, culture and cuisine. The publisher's online guide to Busan says the city offers travellers everything from hill hikes to Buddhist temples, soothing hot springs and seafood feasts at the country's largest fish market. Meanwhile, the Korean Business Events Bureau has announced that Korean Wave, or Hallyu, the hugely popular local music style, will feature as part of the future incentive programs to run in South Korea. And the world's 15 top beaches have been ranked for the value they represent to a city, with California's Venice Beach has come out on top, with Sydney's Bondi Beach taking fifth place. A British website, Canvas Holidays, did the rankings by multiplying a beach's size by the average cost per square metre of an apartment in the neighbourhood. So Venice Beach is worth $4.27 billion. Bournemouth in England is worth $4.02 billion. Copacabana in Brazil is worth $1.4 billion. And Bondi in Sydney is worth $666 million.
That's Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Sue Ahern.